Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the women of Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from High Energy, Kim Weston, Thelma Houston, The Supremes, Barbara Randolph, Chris Clark, Blinky, Tammy Terrell, and the Good Girls. All coming up for the next half hour as we kick it off with High Energy, and you can't turn me off in the middle of turning me on right here on Motown Memories.
I melt. I feel so weak. It's getting hard to go to sleep. This feeling
I'm If it's the last thing I do, I'll make you mine. But baby, the first thing is you in my design. Oh, and just like the stars guard the moon way up above me. Hey, baby, that's just how I guard our love. So love me, come on, please love me. Well, if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna take your hand. And though I won't say one word, I know you'll understand. Yeah, yeah. And I'll build a dream just for two, and then I'll make it come true. Baby, if it's the very, very last thing that I do, I'm gonna get you.
A Motown memory from Thelma Houston. That was If It's the Last Thing I Do. It reached number 47 in the United States in 1977. It reached number 4 from Tommy Dorsey way back in 1937. And before that, Kim Weston and Helpless, number 56 from 1966. And we started this half hour with High Energy and You Can't Turn Me Off in the middle of Turning Me On, reaching number 12 from 1978. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Allen. For this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from the Supremes, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone. Well, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone was both written and composed by Motown's main production and writing team at that time in 1967, Holland, Dozier and Holland, and it became the second consecutive number one pop single from the Supremes album entitled The Supremes Sing, Holland, Dozier and Holland, and it was the group's ninth overall chart topper in the United States. Well, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone was primarily recorded in Los Angeles, thousands of miles away from Motown's regular Detroit Hitsville, USA recording studio. Lead vocals on the song were Diana Ross, and backing vocals by Florence Ballard and Mary Wilson, and the instrumentation and additional background vocals by the Los Angeles area studio musicians. The Funk Brothers were not on this record because it was recorded in Los Angeles. As mentioned, the song was written by Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland Jr., and produced by Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier. Well, here are the Supremes featuring Diana Ross, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, right here on Motown.
Love is here, love and is oh here. My darling, now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
Love is here,
love
and
is
oh
here.
My darling, now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
You persuaded me to love you. Close the door to your heart and you turn the key. Locked your love away from me. Love is here. And oh my darling, now you're gone. You made me love you. And oh my darling, now you're gone. You stripped me of my dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what loving you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left this trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I couldn't keep.
My heart cries out for your touch, but you're not there. And the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Nothing left now.
Do I know you?
Rock with a great song, Do I Love You, Indeed I Do. It was recorded and released in 1966 but didn't chart. Before that, Barbara Randolph with Can I Get a Witness, the great song by Marvin Gaye, and that was recorded and released in 1968. Barbara only had two singles on the Motown record label, but she did tour with Marvin Gaye in 1968 when Tammy Terrell was sick with a brain tumor. We start with the Supremes, Love Is Here Now You're Gone, number one on both the pop and rhythm and blues charts from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. Well, coming up, another woman, Blinky, with I Won't Change the Man He Is, right here on Motown Memories.
I've got a funny kind of guy. Nobody knows him any better than I. Says without me he can get along, but I know that's just a man's way of saying he's strong. But I wouldn't change him, no. Something to please him, he never gives me credit. And if I think he'll bring me candy and roses, I might as well forget it. He's the kind of guy who likes his privacy. But I wouldn't change him, no. I wouldn't change. So he's kind of rough at the touch. I know he loves me, so fly with love. And if he's dead away for me at ease, I still love the man he is. Sometimes when it hurts me so bad, I think I've got my limit. Yes, that I know, oh, 'cause he's the kind of man,
that's the kind of man he is,
who likes to run the show. But I wouldn't change him, no.
Memories with Tom Fallon.
I
Good Girls with Your Sweetness, and they reached number 6 in the United States Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1989. Before that, Tammy Terrell with This Old Heart of Mine Is Weak for You, and they reached number 67 in the United States Pop Charts in 1968. It was actually recorded several years earlier, as Tammy was very sick at this time, and she died of a brain tumor in March of 1970. She was only 24. And we started with Blinky, whose real name was Sandra Williams, and I Can't Change the Man He Is, and that only reached 128 from 1968. By the way, Blinky got her name because she blinked a lot. Well, this hour, we feature some great songs, the women of Motown. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon.
Goodbye for now.